Couple of the fools.
We should keep it.
Yeah,
whatever.
Hello. Hello. Welcome back to the Spilt Milk Podcast. My name is Sarah Wheeler.
My name is Lauren Wheeler.
And my name is Kara.
We are here for the final installment of our Couple of Thrupples recaps. I feel like Kara and I were talking about earlier, we are for sure the only people still talking about the show on this planet.
The amount of letters I have to type in for it to come up on Peacock now is like a sign that nobody is watching the show anymore.
C-O-U.
It fully ended 2.5 months ago. But, you know, we're still really into it. we're still on the beat. speaking of being on the beat, I have an active Bravo bitch bracket going on my TikTok right now. I've had an overwhelming amount of engagement. And I had over 600 people.
Wow.
Almost. No, not over. Almost 600 people. Yeah. Click on a Google form in my bio and vote. So... there's a round two is open right now, so go to my TikTok and make sure you vote.
What's your TikTok?
Saltbitch34. That's my TikTok. Yep. I was realizing the other day, is like, I don't know why I said it like that, but also, why is it so similar to Salt Bay? And why have I never realized that?
People would probably think that that's intentional.
Probably.
Salt
but
Bay.
But I'm not that. Yeah. They're like, wasn't he like a chef on Instagram?
Yeah,
I
was a salt guy. Well, yeah.
He would like spigot
his
salt.
Oh my god.
He would spigot his salt, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's about it. That's about all he would do. Kind of a scammer. A grifty guy, for sure.
I like Salt Bitch better.
Salt bitch is better. It's an alias I've had attached to my brand since I was about 15. Because... my Instagram used to be So Salty Sarah. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from. Okay, enough of my handle chat.
I like Lauren. So Salty Sarah. You should change it back to that.
Yeah, change it back.
So Salty Sarah.
Oh, yeah. So
it's
salty.
So 2014.
That's okay.
But that's what makes
my
it iconic.
My email is Loki Lauren. So.
Okay, I love Loki
Lauren. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody needs like a little like. Alliteration with their name, like a little nickname.
We all need a little quirk in our life here and there.
Like, so what should Kara be?
Cunty Kara, 22.
Cunty Kara, no, that's
good. Make your personal Instagram Cunty Kara.
Cunty Kara, your students.
Yeah, can you imagine? Oh my god,
sorry.
No.
Not to go there. So, Lauren, tell me about your day.
So, I had a really exciting day. I went to my aunt's house and I did a little Easter egg hunt.
Wow, look at you, girl.
So much fun. I saw my cousins who live an hour away from me for the first time in like 2 years. So,
really?
Yeah. They just they've never seen. They got engaged and everything. I don't even know.
Yeah, they've been MIA.
Yeah, they're like long time no see. I was like, yeah.
For sure.
But it
for
was
sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I found they do some Easter eggs with money in them, and I found the one with the $20 bill in it.
Hell yeah.
Over the kids. It was awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what are you going to get with
they
it?
Also, I went to Goodwill when I got here, so I got
of course.
All the stuff. And then she hid a bunch of like shooters around. For me, Meek and Bryce, I guess. So
what did you? What kind of shooters? Pink Whitney and shit. Those kinds of deals.
Let me look. No,
I can't even think about that.
I have Twisted Tea, Sweet Tea Whiskey.
I don't like Tweez, but happy.
You don't like
Amaretto.
I'm an Amaretto girl. Fuck
and
yeah.
Then Bailey's.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, but that's also like I got three right here, and there's like more. I was digging him out of trees. It was awesome.
You got the jackpot.
I did.
You were digging around the trees looking for the alcohol.
Yep.
That's in the name of Easter.
It was awesome.
That's what it's all about. Digging through trees to look for plastic mini bottles of alcohol.
That was it? I don't know.
That was actually written in the Bible.
Yeah.
Jesus looked around.
turned water into amaretto.
into twee. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't like twees because I don't like sweet tea or iced tea. Like, I don't like tea that's not hot. They don't taste like
sweet tea, though.
I don't know. Last night I had a fucking, whatchamacallit? Goddamn. It was a Topo Chico seltzer. Sorry. Mm. I had one. My head hurt all morning. And I literally used to drink like, I my head hurt all morning. And I literally used to drink like 4 or 5. I was like, oh my fucking God. My stomach was in pain.
She's hungover.
Like, yeah.
One.
But I just, those just suck all around. I was just reminded of how much those suck. Mm. Seltzer drinks. Seltzer chat.
I'm not a seltzer girl in any capacity.
Well, when Kara was drinking those Cayman Jacks on our last episode, we were chugging. We were drinking a little bit on the last pot. We were having a little bit, Kiki. And I need to get some Caymans.
I love a Cayman Jack.
I remember in high school, I put our mom onto Trulies.
Oh my god. That was bad.
Truly lemonades, and she like went crazy. Yeah. She like loves them. She still will get them whenever she still can.
Whenever Lauren gets home, she always gets them.
And I don't even,
quote unquote, for Lauren.
I don't even like them. So literally, she like makes, she's like, drink them. But she's the only one that drinks them. I don't know why. It's so funny.
They're like just objectively bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Did any juicy stuff happen at the family event?
No.
Hey, that's success.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's success.
There's a bunch of kids screaming. I didn't enjoy that.
Ew.
But our cousin who was like our, like, who I still refer to as, like, my baby cousin. She's literally, like, 11 or 12. I think she just turned 12 or something.
Yeah.
But she's now old enough to where she finds, like, her younger cousins really annoying. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea the havoc you used to, like, wreak on our lives.
Yeah.
I showed her, like a video of her. Like, I got this in my Snapchat memories a couple of days ago of her, jumping on me, like just like from the top of a couch, just like flying,
landing
like
on top
of me, and was, she was like, sorry.
It's okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
trust me. Yeah. Kara, how was your spring break?
My spring break was good. It was actually really fun. We saw Bert Kreischer on Friday night. If you guys know who that is, he's like a stand-up comedian. He's hilarious. Like, I've been going to his shows or like watching him on Netflix since like 2019. So,
will you give me a little taste?
reenact a bit. Just, I'm not gonna reenact a bit, but I will say, like, you need to Google or like go on YouTube and look up "The Machine" by Bert Kreischer.
The Machine. The machine. He's the one who takes his shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah. And
him and Natasha Leggero.
At the beginning of the show, there was a tops off cam, and it just went to like a bunch of dudes with their shirts off, just swinging their shirts around.
It's giving baseball team humor.
Well, the last time I saw him before, like this time, was at a baseball field. So, yeah.
You've seen it multiple times. Wow, you're a big old stan.
Yeah,
I saw him.
That's what I'm saying. I saw him for the first time in 2019.
Wow.
I saw him pre-COVID. Yeah. Been a fan.
To do anything pre-COVID is like,
wow. I know.
It's like, damn, you were we're alive. Isn't it crazy how much weight that has, though, nowadays? Because it changed, I don't know. Nowadays, you know how it is nowadays. Yeah, okay. There you go, nowadays.
Like a deep talk.
No, whatever.
Isn't it crazy?
Whatever. That's not what I was going.
Guys, we should talk about the passage of time.
Do we want to talk about JoJo Siwa really quick? Because I know Kara's been watching Dance Moms, but I also know we should probably get into the episode soon. But I feel like we could keep our episode chat to, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, there honestly wasn't that much to say except for the end.
Yeah. I feel like we could keep it to a tight 20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we can chat about the Dance Moms and the JoJo Siwa of it all. First and foremost, where did you get in Dance Moms, Kara?
I am at the point where Ashley, Jamie, Yolanda.
Jamie! Oh my god, not and Jamie.
Stacy are all with Abby. Abby is not yet in jail.
Nightmare smoke circle. That's like the worst criminal, worst dance. Those are the worst dance moms, with the exception of Stacy and Ashley. Jamie?
Yolanda? I cannot with Jamie's hair.
Do you remember Jamie Lauren?
No, I was just about season? To say, I don't even know who.
She literally, like, she was, her hair is she was huge. A, looks like she has a permanent major, bump.
It was major John and K plus 8.
Yes.
But, like, with an extended hair bump and maybe usually a hair piece of some sort, like an accessory applique, you could say. And then usually it was feathered and spiked. And she was also a mortician, right?
Yeah.
Or like a funeral director.
Okay, now from I Nebraska. Feel like I remember her.
She was strange.
Just from that.
Yeah. And then she was mad that her child didn't have a role in the graveyard piece, which I thought was so crazy. Wow.
When they brought the whole cast of Dance Moms to a graveyard, it was like mansplaining graveyards just to piss. The whole premise of bringing them to the graveyard was to piss off Jamie, because she couldn't be the one doing the thing. But meanwhile, they're just like traumatizing these children in the process, because they're like explaining their own mortality to these like 11-year-olds, and like the process of what's it called? Embalming. Anyway, but yeah, so in the last week or so, I would say JoJo Siwa has also announced a hard launch announcement of her rebrand. Not subtle, not in a genuine natural transition.
No one has ever done as harsh of a rebrand as her, according to herself, in the modern generation. Nobody.
According to herself, yeah. I saw a comparison of her newest look for her tour was like this shaved head thing with these like kiss makeup. Yes. Right? And someone compared her to the guy from The Incredibles, the little like the little boy.
Oh my god, Dash.
Dash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, she kind of sounds like him. And looks like him a little bit. I think that's like a really good comparison.
I thought it was very fair. And I was watching this whole TikTok that was like, oh, Lord, you're sending a thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh. What?
Okay. Thumbs up I in the chat. But I saw this whole analysis video where they were like, I went on this whole deep dive on TikTok about it, and they were talking about how the reason why it failed is because JoJo's brand is obviously like kid-centric, and it's like Nickelodeon, and it's maximal. That's like the key word, is it's bright, it's maximal, like the designs of everything that she does and like her products and stuff like that. And so if she really wanted to successfully like change her direction, she should have done something that was like, for lack of a better word, like, yay, or like Kim Kardashian, where it's like total nudes, total pastels, like just like Jesus on the fucking cross, like some discipleship. Like
minimal.
Minimal, exactly. And like low key, maybe she should have stayed off the grid.
I don't even feel like I was surprised by this rebrand at all, because she's been nonstop posting about Karma for, it feels like forever. Like,
it's been an ongoing thing.
Also, and the audacity.
It is catchy. I won't get. I'm gonna never ask around.
I would have never asked around. Like, what?
Her saying bitch and then not being able to say fucked right after that is what makes it so bad to me.
Well, I think you can say bitch on the radio, but you can't say fucked.
Oh? The FCC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
JoJo Siwa.
She said, this is gonna get airplay.
Come as a bitch! Should've, I should've known better! Lauren, you gotta sing that into the mic.
I am.
Sorry, I looked like it was far away. Any thoughts, other thoughts about the JoJo Siwa rebrand, y'all?
I wish she would stop. That's my other thought.
I also have noticed, this is not necessarily JoJo Siwa's fault necessarily, but media literacy is at an all-time low, because I was looking on Twitter and this fucking account, Poo Crave,
I'm well aware.
A troll. Are you familiar with Poo Crave?
I'm very familiar. Oh,
Karen, are you?
I know. Yeah,
they begin me a lot. They begin my ass.
They do double takes.
They're doing the double takes. And they did one that said, like, JoJo Siwa says she's, like, just absolutely loves porn. Like, she loves it. Like,
she's like, I'm gonna be bad. I'm gonna say I love it.
Just fucking, like, it's just sick. Like, it's so cool. And so many people were quote tweeting it and being like, I don't know, just taking it seriously.
Yeah, Poo Crave really gets concerning. A lot of people.
It was really concerning.
They do not do their due diligence.
It's one letter.
Yeah.
I have a question about JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
Just her,
this
like,
is your committee.
Yeah, we have answers.
JoJo Siwa committee.
Yeah. Reporting for duty.
So, obviously, she's on the reboot that's coming May 1st. The
reboot?
The Dance Moms.
The reunion.
Reunion.
Not a reboot.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to. It's okay. To offend.
Just a little misleading, but it's fine.
They're both called Dance Moms, right?
I don't know. It's a Dance Moms reunion, but anyways.
Okay. Anyways. There's no Abby Lee on the reunion.
Oh, no, no. They don't fuck with her.
She's not allowed within 100 feet of them.
She is. She was.
Except Abby Lee posted a video on Instagram of her doing a live reaction to the Karma music video.
Oh, JoJo. Yeah, they're close.
They're tight. They're best friends.
Yeah.
After the way they stormed off on the show, they stayed close.
Especially. Yeah. No, they got closer because JoJo blew up and Abby is a fucking fame whore.
Yes,
and all of a sudden she was like, JoJo's my student. I've always loved JoJo.
She hated
like,
JoJo.
was rewriting history. Yeah.
That's cringe of Abby.
Well, most things cringe was.
Yeah. Not a surprise coming from
Don't love
Abby Lee
Miller over here.
Although she is selling some really cute Abby Lee Dance Company merch on her Instagram. They have, like, bedazzled hoodies with, like, the logo on it. I've been really tempted.
Abby Lee Dance Company bedazzled. There's Abby Lee Dance Company bedazzled hoodies. Okay,
yeah.
We should get some for the three of us. I'll see if they'll send it to us.
Yeah. They come in, like, multiple different colors.
What kind of colors? What?
They have, like, black, they have red, they have blue, they have pink.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is sponsored, okay. By the way.
So
Dave,
cute.
Welcome to our newest ad. Come as a page.
We got our first ad
by JoJo Siwa.
Should have known better.
Our first ad ever.
Yeah.
That would be really iconic. Just so, JoJo, if you're ever listening, you're welcome to do an ad placement at any point.
Uh-huh.
But we will not refrain from
criticizing our commentary.
Criticizing the rebrand. That was a huge criticism against Abby. Because, I don't know, she's just a whore like that.
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think, like, Chloe will not touch Abby with a 100-foot pole. I'm pretty sure
no.
She probably has a restraining order against Abby.
Oh, yeah.
I know Paige did.
Same with Paige, yeah. I don't know.
And Maddie is not a part of the reunion show at all.
Yeah, Maddie McKenzie said no.
Maddie McKenzie said no.
Do you think Abby, like, harassed them at all post-leaving the show to try and get some of their fame? Like, do we have any confirmed things that happened?
I don't know.
I don't know about harassing them directly, but, like, I mean, to this day, she still talks poorly about all of them on her podcast, on her fucking YouTube. And, like, she just made a lot of snide comments because whenever Maddie really blew up and she wrote a book, she did not credit Abby at all, or like didn't mention Abby at all. And that really upset Abby.
She didn't mention Abby in an entire book.
No.
Well, she also
so that's intentional. She probably didn't. No, she didn't fucking write the book. Yeah. She was like 13. She was not writing her own books. You know?
I'm waiting on that Maddie Ziegler memoir.
Mm-hmm. Well, she already wrote one.
What?
I'm kidding. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah. Speaking of about memoirs, Rebel Wilson. Is it Rebel Wilson writing a memoir?
I don't know.
She's in the headlines every day.
Rebel Wilson?
Yeah. What? She's in my headlines.
I haven't seen her since everybody was like, whoa, she's on Ozempic.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, lesbian.
Yeah.
She's in a Kyle Richards era, kind of, right now.
Well, not really, because she just is gay.
She just has been this whole time? Yeah. I didn't know until now.
Yeah, I don't think it's, like, new.
No. It's new to me. Nina Saltzman, 34.
They've like been confirmed together for years. Kyle Richards
confirmed together for years
is not confirming anything.
Who's Kyle?
She's a real housewife.
Oh, Kara, you're so funny. Kyle Richards. how do you explain? I know. Let me give you like a thing. Okay, so she's the aunt of Paris Hilton. Let's start there. Yes. Her sister is Kathy Hilton.
Her Paris name Hilton's is Kyle?
Kyle Richards.
How do you spell it?
Yes, she's a woman.
How do you spell Kyle?
What? I can't hear you that well for some reason.
How do they spell Kyle?
I feel like you're sitting on your microphone or something.
It's in my ears.
K-Y-L-E. Just, how else would you fucking spell Kyle, Kara? Like, I've never seen Kyle spell any other way.
These are some rich white people. Like, you have, I believe.
Or no, they're hustlers.
She's a child actress. K-I-Y-L.
Yeah, so she was in the original Halloween movie. They were in the, I don't know, other things. Like, I don't know.
She's different movie, for being a Real Housewife.
But she's best known for her role on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she's just like an old Hollywood family because they were all child actors, and now her sister married into the Hiltons. She was a reality star, but now she is going through a late in life lesbian situation. Is that offensive?
No,
I don't know.
Whatever.
No, it's factual. And so she has always proposed herself and her husband as being like the model couple of all reality stars because they've been together for like 20 years, which is unheard of in Hollywood. And he's like super hot. So everyone's always like, Mauricio's cheating on you. And she's always like, no, we're so strong. And then all of a sudden, apparently she's dating some lesbian country singer. But like, won't confirm it. Like, filmed a whole season of Real Housewives and avoided the question the entire time. Like, has not to this day given us a straightforward answer. And this probably came out over the summer, I think.
Yeah.
That's tea.
Tea. It is very much tea. And the other thing is before, way before my TikToks, we'll get to the couple of trouble very soon, you guys. Way before my TikToks, I was like scrolling through Kyle's Instagram. It was like probably a year ago. Yeah, it was like last spring, and I was like, oh, this is so interesting because Kyle has no photos of her husband, but all these photos of her and this random country singer, Morgan Wade, who I've never heard of in my entire life. And then sure enough, 3 months later, Kyle Richards and Morgan Wade, lesbian affair, blah, 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 blah. And like some girl on TikTok was the one who like put the pieces together, and I was like, I should have just fucking said it. Should have been on the beat, but now I'm just on the beat.
That's crazy.
I am on the beat.
It's giving seven husbands of Evelyn Hugo, except for only one husband.
Mm-hmm. The speaking husband of lesbian couples, let's go to other couples.
I was like,
I don't know how we're
going to go. There are no lesbian couples on the couple.
I don't really know.
Anywho, we're going to just be like Ashmal and Rahman or something.
Yeah. We're in singer intro. Do you know they don't have an intro song for the
the show. See, that's why also, that's another thing we would bring to the table if they hired us.
An intro song. Exactly. Lauren can do it. So do it, Lauren, go. Perfect.
Thank you.
So we start off with episode 9. We are finally in the last episodes. It's been a great season so far. So we are at the final swap ceremony. And this one, the setting is a bit different. It's an intimate sit down circular couch situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with each of the singles with the couple. So basically the last episode ended with the couples having those little dates with the different single options, like to just mm-hmm. see if they wanted to like go back and date anyone from the past or blah 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 blah.
Anyone so those with were like all those things left unsaid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone they needed closure with. So they brought all those individuals to this ceremony to blah, 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 blah. And Lauren and Dylan obviously decide to stay with Jess despite their conversation with Mia. And Ramon, I knew this conversation was not going to go well with Ramon because he started it with fellas, which I don't think is really in his vernacular. Fellas.
Fellas. Fellas is crazy.
Yeah, and Frank was already crying.
Yeah, like, dude, he felt so bad for him.
He knew. I know.
He deserved better.
He got fucked over. I know. He was just, because he was literally just like a placeholder for Jonathan. Which is fucked.
I thought he was kind of delusional still for calling them his man.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to will it into existence, manifest it, I guess.
Mm-mm-mm.
After the conversation that started with the word fellows, Ramon and Ashmal reveal that they're going to go with Jonathan. And this is when Max Monashville decide that they are going to be very, very messy.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of reorient that they're going to go after Darian for a second there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're like all over the place. I still do not like so these people.
No. I turned on them very quickly. But then they decided, since they respect, quote-unquote, Brittany and Sean, that they're going to leave Darian alone. And then they go with their third option, which was Becca.
Yeah. For the, like, the last like, one.
There's literally like 12 hours left of the fucking vacation. And like, there's no fucking point.
Like,
it was just stupid, and Becca picked it up immediately because she was like, I'm literally option C.
Yeah.
You know, not only did they not get Jonathan, and Maximo was visibly upset by this betrayal, which is just funny because it's, I think Maximo was thirsting really hard for Jonathan, and Jonathan did not, was not into Maximo at all. It just didn't seem like, he seems like he's into more of like the sportier gay Jonathan, you know?
Yeah.
My Maximo's a little more high fashion, a little more New York. Yeah. And, like, Jonathan seems like he's into more into, like, Atlanta gay or something like that. I don't know.
I mean, they're very Chicago gay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They revealed that later. Yeah.
I think that's very fitting.
Brittany and Sean.
Oh yeah,
had the callback with Sanu, but then ended up staying with Darian.
Yeah, they didn't trust Darian at first because Darian keeps going back and forth about exclusivity. But they have a conversation later about it, and basically they're like, "We are in the steps of going into a relationship," which is just like still very non-committal and not. Very didn't make a lot of sense
because the whole experiment was steps to be into a relationship, like that's
exactly
what, yeah, like I'd hope so, you're here. Like I don't know,
yeah, I don't get it. And yeah, overall it is just shocking to see Dylan and Lauren in the most stable throuple of all of them.
Yeah,
I would not have predicted that at the beginning of the show,
especially considering how much they complained and swapped this entire time.
Yeah,
about just like, not enjoying it.
They found someone who's just, like, mute.
Yeah.
And
looks like Lauren.
Complacent. Looks exactly like
Lauren.
Just fits into their mold, which is what they needed all along.
It's just another them.
I, I guess I'm happy for him, and hey, yeah. Whatever.
Darian did not know how to express what she wanted very well. Like, no, she didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but by doing that, she was not honest enough, which just ended up hurting people's feelings.
I think she was kind of all in, and then she realized how all in Brittany and Sean really were, and then she got freaked out.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of like, yeah, this is fun, because she thought Brittany and Sean were pretty non-committal, too, because they seem like they're, like, casual about it, and then once they got in, she was like, oh, no.
Which is interesting, since, like, I feel like Darian gave them a hard time about not being, like, touchy or romantic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But that did change a lot for them over the course of this show. I think we already talked about that a little bit, about their relationship just, like, getting a lot better. And then we go to another physical challenge full of weird innuendos, the weird twister game, which we're not even gonna discuss. And Darian just looks like she wants to kill herself the entire time.
Yeah. It's so, yeah, like, right whenever they have to make, like, such an important decision, she's like, I don't want to, like, play this fucking game.
It's like, time for a challenge.
Please.
I feel like all the other challenges would actually only take, like, the one challenge with the milk that we talked about last time, where they had to answer the questions. I feel like took them 20, 30 minutes. This one with the twister had to have been, like, 2 hours. With all of them, because each throuple needed to take a turn and answer all the questions.
They all have to watch.
They all had to do multiple questions. No. I would be bored.
Think about the logistics. I'd be bored.
I'd be bored too.
Can you bring my iPad or.
Literally. No music.
Kara, can you bring your crochet?
No, seriously.
Kara can crochet, yeah. That's probably the only thing you could get away with doing during these, like, stupid activities.
Mm-hmm.
Learn a new language, teach yourself a new language, make up
Duolingo.
A new language, make up a new language. Anywho, what's after that? So finally they have this conversation between Brittany, Sean, and Darian, and they actually, we already kind of talked about this, but they end up, it goes better than I thought that it would, because I thought that Brittany and Sean, or Darian, was going to come in and say that she doesn't want to do it. And she didn't really say that fully, but they landed on this weird term of stepping into potentially maybe having a relationship one day. That's where they're at.
Yeah.
Which is great for them.
It's like, what? Like, I don't know. Never mind. Just what is all I have to say.
I know. And then after this, they announced that the couples are going to be able to finally leave the resort and go to Old Town Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And the friends and family, we find out that the friends and family are going to be infiltrating the thruples whenever they get there, because I don't remember which couple was there first, but whenever the couples get to, like, the restaurant that they're at, like, they're... Some of them had their parents there, which was seemed a little unfair.
Yeah, Lauren's mom and Dylan's dad was so interesting.
I know. Wait, let's start with that one, because why did Lauren's mom and Dylan's dad seem like a good couple?
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing. They had, like, such insane chemistry. It was weird.
I know.
I was like, I know. Whoa.
I was like, wait.
Yeah. No, I thought the same thing. You were like, they were too friendly. It was weird.
Yeah, Lauren was like, whoa, and I was like, wait.
Exactly.
It was insane. And Dylan's dad just looks exactly like him. It was really scary. Did you see this, Kara?
I agree. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what his dad looked like.
Exactly like him, but with gray hair.
The whole interaction was hard to watch. I felt like...
Yeah.
A lot of these interactions were...
I felt like the Lauren and Dylan one was the worst, in my opinion, because, like, I don't know, I just think about what my parents would say if I ever was in Panama, and then with my husband.
Hey, come down to Panama to meet my thruple.
Yeah.
So could you imagine? Hey, mom. Hey, mom and dad. No. No, I was imagining if, more realistically, I would not have my parents do it. I would have, like, probably my sister and you. Yeah. You two would be the ones representing me as the friends of in my trouble.
Sarah, if you called me and told me you were in a thruple,
oh my God.
I would not ever.
You don't have to worry. There's many a phone calls I would give you before that.
I would come to meet these people in Panama, like, for you sure. Were, yeah. I totally, just for the plot.
Old Town
Panama. No, yeah, just so you guys know, anytime you need friends or family for a reality show scene, I'm your here. Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying, Kara, before I cut you off? Talking about parents.
Oh, it was just hard to watch. I just felt...
Yeah.
I
feel because bad Lauren's for mom seemed really concerned... For her daughter. She seemed really concerned for her, as she should be. She's like, I feel like this is not something you wanted.
Yeah, that might be something your husband wants. She looks just like you.
Like, yeah, that would be really jarring as a mother.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of crazy that none of the singles got, like, their family or friends to come visit.
That's
like,
so
they
true.
Don't get, they don't get a spokesperson on their side, like, this entire
time. Where's their jury?
Yeah.
Producers
it's very much
of
in
the
couple's
show,
hands, which is
we
not
definitely,
fair.
We need more of singles. Like, I feel like we just have said over and over again, like, we don't really know their personalities that well. Like, we don't know where they're from.
The one I know the best, I feel like, is Becca, but I feel like her personality is just shines easily, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still don't know much about her.
Yeah, if you asked me to name, like, three attributes about Jonathan, who has had the most screen time out of most singles, I would have nothing for you.
Yeah, I could, yeah. I know he has a big dick. They talked about that in this episode. Yeah. Did y'all catch that? I was like, okay, this is the lore. This is the lore. This is what's bringing them back after all of this trauma.
I mean, we had more porn in this episode again with them under the sheets.
There was another gay porn shot of specifically Ashmal Rahman and Jonathan. That one was very... They were doing that on purpose. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. They missed Jonathan.
But yeah, they revealed, I believe, at this dinner... Sorry, is there anything else you want to say about Dylan and Lauren before we move on? We can move on to the next one.
No.
Okay. Ashmal Rahman and Jonathan, they have their, like, Chicago friends up, and their Chicago friends are like, you should be careful, you should know, Jonathan, like, they're kind of sluts around the city, like, they like to go and make out with people, blah, 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 blah. Was this at the dinner when they said that?
Yeah.
Or was this before? Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had the conversation about it later?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. And then after, like, the other thing that was kind of an inequity is they had the singles leave the table for them all to just, like, talk shit about them,
mm-hmm.
basically, like, with the friends and family, which was necessary, you know? But it could have been the other way around, too. Like, would have been nice for the singles to have a chance to ask the friends and family questions about the couples.
Mm-hmm. It just would have been nice if they had, like, two different sessions, because I feel like in most of these situations, the other two people already knew each other. But if you try and bring in, like, Jess's friend to sit with Dylan and Lauren's parents, like, that would not.
This is, like, a weird dinner now. Oh, this is, like, getting really weird. It's like the strangest dinner ever.
Yeah. So they should have had two.
Two separate tables. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least two separate tables. Ideally, two completely different dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the next one I want to talk about is Brittany and Sean's.
Yeah. Because there's. Okay. That one was kind of rough.
Yeah.
They were really mean to Darian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brittany had these, like, gay friends. I don't remember who they were, what their relation to her was. They were giving, like, brother.
I thought it was cousin.
or cousin. I don't know. Something they were mean like to her, though. Because they were, like, questioning... First of all, they were questioning Brittany's sexuality.
And, being like,
well, you've never said you're gay around me. Like, what's this all about? Like, blah, 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 blah. Which also made me feel bad because we had questioned at least once Brittany's sexuality on the podcast. Yes, we had. Oh. Which we didn't know it was an ongoing struggle for her, to be fair. Which we should just know we shouldn't do that. My bad. Because she did come out at some point in the episode. I don't know. I think that's later on. But basically the friend's like, what's this all about? Like, you've never dated a girl. Like, you've just always been, like, a drunk gay. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was really offensive.
Yeah.
That is rude.
And diminishing. Yeah. And then it was, like, making Darian concerned, too. Because that minimizes probably the feelings that Brittany would have for her, you know? Like, it makes it just all feel like this is just, like, no big deal. But, so I thought that was really, really rude. And... Weren't they also questioning Darian's sexuality, too?
I don't know. I just remember that whenever she said she was poly for, like, 5 years, they were like, oh, you're a part of that lifestyle?
Yeah, they were, like, judgy.
Yeah, I was like, did they know that the friend, that they, I don't know.
They were just playing a role. They were doing a good job.
It was just tough.
Yeah, Maximo and Ash are honestly really relevant at this point, too. I do have to say. They tried really hard to be relevant and be the main characters of this show. And yet the boys reign. Our three kings. These three kings.
Yeah, Maximo just started being a dick. And I feel like
I know. Ash, he turned really nasty.
Ash started looking at him crazy, too, I feel like.
That's what I thought.
Like, I feel like she had secondhand embarrassment.
Really? I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, yeah. She was giving him the side eye.
I kind of thought she was going along with it, but yeah.
I feel like she had to in that situation. Yeah. Like, you can't be like, hey, shut up. You look dumb.
Yeah. I feel like Ash also might be the kind of girl who uses Maximo to be her vessel of bitchiness. Like, she knows she doesn't have to be a bitch because Maximo will be a bitch for her. So, or she can just tell him, like, we should do this, and he'll just, like, kind of do it, you know?
You think she wears the pants in the relationship?
It's just a common, I mean, I know we've talked about they're technically a straight couple, but when I'm not really sold on that label. But it's a common phenomenon with, like, pretty women and, like, gay men, that, like, gay men attach themselves to pretty women because they can project their bitchiness through. It's like a vice versa thing, you know? And I can kind of see a little bit of that dynamic in Ash and Maximo, just a little bit. After the whole Panama night on the town, you could say, which we didn't get to see much of, to be honest, they had a conversation between Brittany and Darian where Brittany came out as bisexual. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Brittany, because that was a big moment for her.
Definitely.
Cheers for her. And then Jonathan confronts Ashmal and Ramon about making out with a bunch of randos in Chicago, allegedly.
And then they were like, oh no, we only make out with our friends.
Yeah, I was like, that's not really...
I made out with my friends when I was like 18.
That's immature. Yeah, I don't get it. It's not part of my culture personally. But no. Also, Ramon's face, I don't know if this is just editing, but Ramon's face whenever Jonathan told him that he doesn't like to make out with other people when he's in a relationship, he was literally like,
he got shot.
He's like, okay. Because it was really clippy. He was like, well, we're fine with it. Like, it's fine. We don't care about that. And Jonathan was like, well, I do. Like, get his ass.
Yeah.
Because that's a valid point. Because why is it fair of Ramon and Ashmal to say this is just our dynamic? And even though you're entering it, we can't make new rules, make new boundaries.
Yeah. Which was like the entire point. of
the entire point.
I just like I cannot
the
believe
entire point
that their insecure ass couple, like even coming into the show before, would go around and make out with other people and then come home and sleep together at night.
Like, right?
Like, that is that, crazy to me.
Like that, Ramon.
Exactly. Like, after how jealous
it must have just been Ramon. It was, it was only Ramon. By we, he means him. He. Mm-mm. Yeah, and I'm like, we're making out with people, like, together, or, like, you both are going out and just acting open for the night, and then, like, going home with each other or something. Like, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I've never been in a relationship like that, though. Can't say that's normal. And that's why it was, like, so funny to see Ramon act like it was, like, a profound thing for Jonathan to be like, hey, that's not. Yeah. That's not really what I'm looking for. We'll be already dating three people.
Right.
Okay, let's go ahead and skip forward to the final ceremony in the final analysis of the Couple to Thruple season one.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially the only season. We're not sure yet.
If I had to guess, I'm sorry, I think it will be the only season, but...
You do?
Or they should just take our ideas, make it good, and then do a season two.
I really do feel like we have good ideas for a season two. Like, it's constructive criticism.
I'll reach out.
Oh, real? I'll email my guy.
I'll send to my guy. You talk to your guy. We'll reach out. So, final ceremony. It's stay or stop this time. There's no swapping option.
Yeah, definitely keep the names for season two. I like that. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they need a theme song of some sort.
Couple to Thruple.
Yeah, I think they should just have the three of us on, not really hosts.
Yeah,
but just kind of there to like.
They don't need Scott Evans in season two.
Yeah, we just harmonize. We're like a barbershop quartet, but we're just like snapping.
Couple to Thruple,
and then walking.
We're always in matching striped outfits.
Oh my gosh.
With the hats.
Yeah.
And the loafers.
What? Yep. Sorry.
My enunciation is just really interesting tonight. I don't know what's happening. But you can just tell I had a sugar-free Dr. Pepper before I had before we started the
sugar-free
pot.
Sugar-free my ass. I do not play.
It just makes the hands of aspartame.
Those are the good
ones. It has
ones.
Cancer sugar. Okay, final stay or stop. So, also right before the stair stop ceremony, right before that, they had the couples spend a night on their own, and then they singles spend a night by themselves. And then Darian, right before she was sent to spend a night completely by herself, told Brittany and Sean that she's afraid of commitment. Like, waited all month long.
I'm scared.
To leave them with that lasting thought.
It's like, oh.
She is just too much.
She just hasn't thought this through. I think she just freaked out.
Yeah.
I don't think she anticipated it working. I think she thought it was going to work out with Maximo and Ash. So I was really unsure at the stay or stop ceremony if Darian was going to commit. So they step forward, I guess, if they're going to commit, and they're like stepping forward towards each other. But Brittany and Sean and Darian do end up stepping forward, but she was very reluctant. It took her forever.
There was hesitation for sure.
And then she was like, did you really not think I was going to step forward?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Like,
yeah, I think
no,
they
you
think
caught
that.
Me completely by my surprise. Like,
it was like, it was very awkward, actually, waiting for you.
I would say every single one of these were a surprise.
Like, I was.
I don't know. Except for the person who chose not to step forward. But
I agree.
Yeah. Becca, Maximo, and Ash. Yeah, we didn't even talk about the whole brawl between Ramon and Maximo.
That was messy.
I can't believe we didn't talk about that, because we have to.
Yeah, that's important. What exactly were the questions that they asked? Because they were, like, super invasive, and it was kind of just, like, out of nowhere, like, definitely trying to, like, start.
Do you believe that all the other thruples are real?
Yeah, and it was, like, why do you care what their opinion is on other the other thruples? What do you mean?
It would be one thing to ask, like, one-to-one, but, yeah. Because, you know, I love a good tea, but in front of everybody, like, yeah. What gossip are you expecting to get besides just literally being messy?
Well, the question that sparked and ignited Maximo was Jonathan asking everyone if they're excited to get physically intimate with everyone. And then Maximo goes, I feel like that was just directed towards us. I was like, literally, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, why was that? Like, you're literally, again, just jealous that you're not getting Jonathan's giant fucking dick. Yeah. Like, make it any clearer, mm-hmm. would you?
When they had every opportunity to go with Junior.
Literally.
Fools.
I know. And there's no world where I see Maximo dating a woman that's not Ash. Like, if they're going to bring another person into the relationship, I would see it being, like, a non-binary person or a man.
Yeah.
I don't see Maximo being attracted to another
no.
girl. I think he only has room for one woman. That's asking for a lot. So that was their whole altercation. And it did kind of spark my questions of, like, if I think Ash, Maximo, and Becca are really happy if they're just trying to show off in front of everybody to make everybody else pissed off.
No, you're good. I think that they just want to know that they can have the people that other people have. You know,
yeah.
Because they were so upset they didn't get Jonathan. That didn't work because I think they just wanted to be like, fuck you, Ramon and Ashmal. We got the guy you wanted. They wanted Darian, but I think they could kind of tell that wasn't going to work and that was like annoying. I don't know. So then they're like, fine. No one wants Becca. We'll keep Becca.
Because Dylan and Lauren couldn't have her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like they just wanted to know.
And Junior wasn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Junior wasn't contested for.
I feel like Sarah contested. Said earlier, like, they just wanted to be the main characters on the show.
Yeah. Literally, yeah. It flopped.
They flopped just made themselves look bad.
Also, the other singles they brought in completely flopped. Like, nothing happened.
No, literally. I know.
Like, it was like, okay. I know. I mean, like, I don't think we ever even mentioned
it. Oh my god.
Because it was like, okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh in my addition god. To a reunion, they need to show the clips of what happened when, like, Becca got swapped or Jonathan left. Like, I want to see what happened in the singles house after.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god. I need a whole season. The singles footage would be way more interesting.
Way more interesting than seeing the couples, like...
Wait, they could get literally two whole series out of just a whole month of filming. Whoa. Just, like, the same plot.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, come on. I will be in your email very soon.
Very soon.
With this file attached. See attached. See attached. No, it's going to be this episode.
Yeah.
This whole episode. Maximo is being really annoying because he's basically saying, like, we're leaning in to what this is. We've been leaning in. Yeah. Like,
if that's what they're calling it.
Leaning into what?
Yeah.
Your third option?
It's terrible.
Pretending to have a relationship?
Yeah, because they have not been giving her anything at all.
They don't even he doesn't even believe what he's saying. Yeah. It's just stupid. It's just fucking stupid.
It's giving, like, I'm starting to fall for you.
Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, it's very therapy speak.
Yes.
We're leaning into this space that we've co-created.
It's just like a bunch of buzzwords, and it's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a whole lot of nothing there. And thankfully, Becca sees through it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she doesn't step forward. But the thing is she doesn't step forward, and then Maximo gets mad that she doesn't step forward. Yeah. But they didn't
matter. I know, they just want to be picked. Like, it's ridiculous. I hate these people.
They're so annoying. Yeah.
Desperate.
So across the board, are they now our least favorite?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, somehow lower than Lauren and Dylan.
I was going to say, they've definitely... Somehow. Now Lauren and Dylan are just annoying. Like, they haven't done anything wrong in a few episodes. So yes, kind of
since
me.
They dated Mia, they've been, like, a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So
And then who's after that?
I was going to say, let's do like a pyramid or like an official one through five.
Bottom row. We have the bottom row is Maximo and Ash, Dolan and Dylan. Who's the other one?
I don't know. I think Sean those two Brittany. Are on the bottom tier. But Sean and Brittany, they're middle tier. We need two on the middle tier.
Okay, yeah, they're middle. And that, sorry, it did hearts.
Oh, I'm giving sending hearts.
Okay, so Sean and Brittany in the middle with,
I know who's on the top of my pyramid.
Oh, me too.
Let's say it on three.
Wait, two, one.
Corey and Mother.
Okay, and then Jonathan and Ishmael, Ishmael and Ramon are on the middle with Sean and Brittany.
Okay. I would put Jonathan and Ashmal and Ramon at the top of my pyramid.
It depends on what you're ranking it by. Like, I just, like, liked Corey and Wilder as people. They just seem so stupid and awesome.
They were fun. But, they were stupid
to watch, awesome, I love Ramon and Ashmal.
Yeah.
Corey and Wilder lost points for leaving early.
Yeah.
That was not cool.
That is very real.
They should have just stayed. They should have hung it out. Yeah, so Kara didn't realize that there was a whole recap thing at the end where it shows where all the couples are now, so we're doing a little bit of a live reaction, and let's go.
All right.
Let's just go before I fuck this up anymore.
A souvenir's crazy. After leaving the resort, they continue to flex their couple in real life. This is Dylan, Lauren, and Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, their three-lationship ended 2 months later. That's too bad.
Two months.
It's one of the longest ones. All
right, let me pause.
Just gonna warn you now. Because she lives in Texas. A fellow Texan.
Yeah.
Sorry, not...
Right.
Yeah. And they live in Arizona, of course.
That doesn't surprise me at all that they live in Arizona.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
And they really need that physical touch in the relationship.
So even though they weren't getting any of it from Jess either.
No.
Yeah, I know. But they
looked
really
so lit in that picture of the three of them. Like, just so wasted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
I'm glad Jess got out of that. I feel like she was silenced.
Escaping, what's his name? Escaping Dylan and Lauren.
Yeah. My God. I can't wait to talk about it all.
Alright, the next one. I don't even know who this is going to be.
I have re-fallen back in love with her.
Aw,
babe. I have a girlfriend, so this is...
I can't even believe that Darian is actually with them to begin with. They continue to date
still.
They look cute. Oh, an amicable end.
Yep.
Oh my gosh!
They're all just such amicable end. Yep.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
What is it?
Oh my gosh! So.
What are you
watching? Sean, Brittany, and Darian. Did not work out as a throuple. Surprise at all. She really had me fooled.
No.
At that final stay or leave ceremony. Good for Sean for popping the question. That ring is beautiful. Good for Brittany.
I know. I feel like the relationship did get stronger.
I definitely agree. They got better for sure. The physical touch got better.
They fell more in love with one another.
That's awesome.
It's cute.
Good for them.
Okay, watch this.
Because I feel like we definitely roasted them in the first episode for being together for a long time.
I went very hard on Sean and Brittany in the first episode.
Yeah, you did. You guys kind of did. I'll say it.
I stand by what I said. They aren't funny. I still don't think they're funny, but I do think they're more likable than I thought they were initially.
I agree. They got their shit together post-Sanu.
Post-Sanu, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see who's coming up next. I hope it's Maximo Nash. Oh my gosh. I can't believe, let me pause this before I keep going. The audacity of the producers to say that Darian will not be on the guest list, as the three are no longer
tied. I know.
Damn.
That's their ex.
Yeah, like, what happened? Well, maybe did they just go?
Why would you invite your ex to your wedding?
That's true.
That's I don't true. Know. They're polyamorous. Why would they do a lot of things they do?
That's so true. Okay. Maximo and Ash. I can't. I don't even want to pause and talk about them.
Yeah, no, you don't even have to. There's nothing interesting.
Yeah.
Becca's an icon, though.
I know.
Oh my gosh, Corian Wilder popped up. I forgot about Corian Wilder. Thank God.
No, I forgot they needed were in there. I miss them so much.
Pleasant refresh after episodes 9 and 10. They've maintained their three-lationship. That looks cute. They look cute together. Denise is hoping to make the move to LA soon. I love that for them. They look really happy.
This is I do think they're still together.
Oh my god, the boys. I'm
so, so happy. Look at these boys.
Look at these boys. They were novios for 3 months with Jonathan until. Oh my god, Ashmal broke up with both of them? What the fuck? And then Jonathan and Ramon?
Yep.
Ashmal and Ramon remain best friends, but neither have been in touch with Jonathan?
Jonathan's freed.
That is so messy.
Isn't that crazy?
What in the world?
Like, I need more. I need a reunion.
Oh, like, so my bad. God, you're so right. That's what would take this show to the next level, is a reunion. It started getting really messy when they started having more conflict between the
films. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like Maxwell and Ashley.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was really interesting to me. Like, if they had a reunion and they had more of that, that would really bring the show to, like, a much more interesting level.
Oh my gosh. They would be so messy at a reunion. Just everybody. Could you imagine, like, just Ashmal, Ramon, and Jonathan being in the same room again? Oh, I want to know what happened so bad.
With Maximo and Ash, Maximo would come and make sure he's with Jonathan.
Oh my gosh.
They would come in hand in hand.
Yeah, Maximo and Ash would definitely bring the mess at a reunion. They would not come.
So the only ones that are still together are Denise, Corey, and Wilder?
Yes.
Yes.
As far as throuple.
Mm-hmm.
And then the couples that are still together is everyone else except for Ashmal and Ramon.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of whole thing was a big old waste of fucking time. Yeah.
They had, what, like a 1 of 5 success rate?
A little bit.
20%.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard for them to get a season 2, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh.
With a 1 of 5 success rate?
Maybe if they included lesbians.
Yes.
If they bring us on as producers, or like put us in their focus group.
That's not what I meant. Focus group.
Lesbians. To bring on the Meltdown Girls.
Just not lesbians.
That's not what I meant either. It's not what I meant either, to be very clear. I was just saying, in general, we need to be a focus group.
Yeah, if those are two separate ideas, if they made it about lesbians, and if they brought all
these are just an example of the kinds of ideas we would be bringing to the table as the focus group for the season 2 of Couple of Thrupples.
Exactly. And a reunion. Those are the ones.
Exactly. Yeah. And no challenges.
No challenges.
No challenges. Those were so stupid. Those were so
also, the episodes would be like 30 minutes. Maybe 25.
Yeah, it does not. The episodes do not need to be an hour.
A full 60.
That is ridiculous.
A full 60 minutes is insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
It could be, anyways.
Okay. And I have Peacock with ads. It takes me even longer to watch an episode.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl. Let me get you. I could probably get you on my account, Kara, to be honest.
Yeah. Up on the Sarah's Peacock train.
Hell yeah. You're welcome to contribute a dollar, even. A dollar makes me holler.
Losing our mind. I don't know what happened. Not you that said that. It was someone speaking through you.
I don't know who that was. let's pause it there. We should do a celebrity series season and put JoJo Siwa on.
Do you think how many polyamorous celebrities do you know?
You have to go low.
Probably more than we think.
It'd be like Dancing with the Stars level celebrities.
JoJo Siwa would be like the highest paid candidate, no, by far.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like Rock of Love people. I don't know, we'll have to we can figure something out. We can put something together.
Yeah, they could get some Bachelor Nation on there.
Bachelor Nation,
Bachelor Nation would go on anything.
They need Demi.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato.
No.
Honestly, Demi Lovato would probably like the show too.
Demi Lovato would go on it.
Demi Lovato would love coming on the They'd be perfect.
That'd be their next thing.
Okay. Any other concluding thoughts for our episode?
That's like literally.
I know we're already going pretty long. I know I'm pretty tired. Kara.
Follow my crochet account at _ Kara Crochets.
Mm-hmm. Follow me on TikTok at saltbitch34 and YouTube saltb.tch34. Isn't that annoying? I need to figure out a new name. I can just change that one to So Salty Sarah.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll figure that out. So just look me up, Sarah Wheeler. And then, Lauren?
I have nothing to plug. Don't follow me on Instagram or anything.
Okay, follow our podcast on Spotify and Instagram at spilt_milk podcast. Okay, alright, goodbye. I'm fucking tired.